Quick, what body of water is situated about 8 miles northeast of downtown Lansing? And it's not Lake Lansing. Okay, that really only leaves Park Lake. Up Park Lake Road in Bath Township, Clinton County, it's easy to overlook Park Lake with the much larger Lake Lansing just a couple of miles away. Park Lake is nice enough, but at 186 acres, it's roughly a third the size of Lake Lansing and comparatively shallow, but that doesn't stop residents from enjoying Park Lake and taking pride in it. That's especially true for the members of the organization, the Friends of Park Lake. Judith Gardy is its president. Welcome to Current State.
Good morning.
According to your website, the aim of the organization is to promote and foster public awareness of natural resources of Park Lake and the surrounding watershed, in striving to educate and encourage public participation in environmental stewardship in and around Park Lake. What do you and your members spend most of your time and energy on?
One of the most valuable things for us is the partnerships that we work with cooperatively around for working on the lake and issues related to the lake. So for us to partner with Bath Township as well as Clinton County, makes a huge difference in the ability for us to maintain and improve Park Lake for the residents of Clinton County.
Does the Friends of Park Lake have specific goals or projects that it's working on?
Yes, we do. We are working on educational programs. We have improved the lake a lot in the last 3 years, and that means that we've increased the water level by having a dam and dike system constructed around the lake. And when the water rises, then we have issues related to lakeshore restoration. And so we most recently at our last meeting, we had the Department of DEQ Environmental Quality come and speak with us about lakeshore restoration and the proper things to do to restore the lakeshore, what actions you might take that need permitting, what you can do that doesn't require permitting. So basically, our goal is to educate the public about the lake and its the wonderful asset it is for the community.
Well, if the water level has increased again in recent years, well, how much has it increased?
About 2.5 to 3 feet.
And that's over how long a period of time?
Well, we built the dam 2 years ago, so 2 years.
Just a couple of years, up two and a half feet. Now, I know there's a beach at Park Lake that must have some impact on the beach. Have you been able to navigate the increase in the water level with the shoreline, or have there been impacts there?
Well, there are impacts whenever the water level rises in a lake, but it hasn't negatively impacted the beach or the boat launch or the fishing pier area, the public areas.
Mm. What do you think the lake needs the most or could use the most?
As residents of Bath Township, we really would like to see the southwest side of the lake developed as a nature preserve. The southwest side of the lake is about 10.5 acres of wetland. So the land over there is, you cannot develop that land. And when we had the dike and the dam built in partnership with the Clinton County Drain Commissioner, we had a flat surface put on top of the dam, which is about 8 to 10 feet wide, which makes it naturally a good area for creating a walking path. There are a few areas back there where we'd have to build some bridges to get over some of the wetlands. But one of the beauties about the area back there is that there are some natural canals. So you could go from the lake to the wetland area through the canals and enjoy the wetlands. We have nesting areas for endangered birds. We have lots of reptiles. We have a cranberry bog. There's lots to see back there that's just purely undisturbed nature.
How do most people use Park Lake right now?
Fishing and boating and swimming. We have lots of kayakers, lots of canoers. We have fishing boats. It's not a large lake. It's not a deep lake, so you can't have a big motor on the back of your boat, but we have fishing boats primarily with trolling motors. And so fishing, boating, and swimming.
No water skiing?
No.
Just not big enough to accommodate that?
No, or deep enough.
Are there environmental issues, though, with Park Lake? Is the water in the lake clean? What is the condition of the water in Park Lake?
It's very clean. It's actually cleaner than Lake Lansing.
Okay. Does it have potential uses, then, that your group would like to see that it doesn't offer now?
The nature preserve on the southwest side of the lake is the one that we'd really like to see. There are some additional improvements that we as an organization are working with the township on. We feel very strongly that we should have a boat wash station on the lake. When non-native invasive weeds come to the lake, they generally come in at the boat launch. So we'd like to provide a boat wash station at the boat launch so people could wash their boats off before they put them in the lake.
Judith Gardy is the president of the nonprofit The Friends of Park Lake. The 186-acre lake is situated in Bath Township in Clinton County on Park Lake Road, of course. I spoke with a guy you know yesterday, Dan Witechka, the township superintendent in Bath Township, who told me that the water in the lake is clean, but not unlike a lot of smaller inland lakes. You've got weeds in the lake, and keeping those under control is important. How big an issue are the weeds in the lake?
We have several non-native invasive weeds in the lake. The two that are most prevalent are Eurasian milfoil and a weed called starry stonewort. Luckily, like I said at the beginning, we have a tremendous partnership and work collaboratively with the township. It does take investment to keep the weeds under control in the lake. The township has invested about $27,000 in weed treatment with us this year. So we will be going after it with a full lake treatment, the Eurasian milfoil. We do that about every 7 years, and then we will continue to work on the starry stonewort. Starry stonewort came in at the boat launch about 3 years ago and now covers about 50% of the lake. Mm. So we really need to continue to work on that.
Do the Friends of Park Lake want more people using Park Lake? It seems to me you could make the case that the more people who use it, the more upkeep it might require, that kind of thing. Would you like to see more people using Park Lake?
Friends of Park Lake promotes the use of the lake. Last year, we had our first summer solstice party to reintroduce the community to the lake, because for years, when the water control devices were not working properly and we were continuously losing water out of the lake, it wasn't really a very pleasant lake to be in. But now that the water control devices are fixed, last summer we had our first summer solstice party to invite the community back to the lake. We are having our second summer solstice party this year on June 18th, and hope also to invite people to come back and see the lake and how beautiful it is. We are happy to have as many people visit the lake and use the lake who want to use the lake.
I also asked Dan Witechka what one single thing he would change about Park Lake if he could. Let me ask you the same question. What single thing? Would it be that southwest shoreline here, develop that?
We would really like to at least see some partial restoration of the lake. Restoration, they used to call that dredging. We would like to see certain areas. We've done a lot of mapping of the lake, and we know which areas it would be most effective. So some partial restoration of the lake would be the thing we'd want the most at this point.
What would a deeper lake do? How would that change the experience at Park Lake?
Well, primarily it would be if the lake were deeper and we did some partial restoration, then we could begin to see less of issue with the weeds, because they would be lower in the water and not as close to the sunlight, so it would discourage growth.
Deeper lakes in general just then grow fewer weeds in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll point out, Dan said he'd like to make Park Lake Road itself more walkable and enable more walkers to safely enjoy the lake that way. T- To what extent do you agree with that?
100%. I turned in a proposal to the township last year. We, Friends of Park Lake, turned in a proposal last year to encourage and get Bath Township to widen Park Lake Road, at least with 5 to 6 feet on one side, that it would allow for safe use by walkers, bikers, people with wheelchairs, and strollers.
Does future development concern you, or is the area around the lake zoned in a way that prevents that? Or
we have one spot on the lake which used to be a trailer park, which is now for sale. It's up on the bluff. I don't think that will cause a problem as far as development is concerned. The land around the lake that you can build on, we've pretty much saturated. There are very few places left on the lake that you can build. So I'm not really concerned about future development myself.
I'm curious, is a trail alongside the lake a possibility? Are there opportunities for trails along Park Lake?
That's what we're working on with the Nature Preserve on the southwest side of the lake.
Okay.
And we're trying to make that so that it would connect to bike routes that are already existing in Clinton and Ingham County.
Judith Gardy is the president of the nonprofit, the Friends of Park Lake. The 186-acre lake is situated in Bath Township in Clinton County on Park Lake Road. Would you like more members? About how many members do you have?
We can always use more members. We love to have new members. So we have about 157 members right now.
As long as you're here, I'd like to switch gears here into another initiative that you are involved in here, the Edgewood Scholars. Some of our listeners know about this, but quite a few of them don't know about it as well. Who are the Edgewood Scholars?
Edgewood Village is a nonprofit housing development corporation in Meridian Township, and the families in that development go to the East Lansing Public Schools. 7 years ago, we decided that it would be meaningful for the families in the village if we created a scholars program and invited all the fifth graders, then graduating fifth graders, to join the scholars program. And we made a commitment to them that by the time they graduated from high school, we would ensure that they received a letter of acceptance to a four-year institution of higher learning, or that they would be able to pursue a career that they were interested in. Our first scholar class had six members, six seniors that attend East Lansing High School, live in the village. They've all received letters to institutions of higher learning and will all go to college in the fall. Most of them will be the first members of their families to ever attend college.
How exciting. Very good. Well, we appreciate hearing about that. We appreciate hearing about all of the activities you're involved in here as president of the nonprofit 501c3, the Friends of Park Lake. Judith Gardy is the president of that organization. Judith, thank you and good luck.
Thank you very much.
This environmental segment of Current State is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. For more news on the Great Lakes environment, you can check out greatlakesecho.org.